All right. Welcome back to UMFM's annual tradition, Jared and Michael's Top 20 Countdown on New Year's Eve. Back on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I guess we moved last year. Were we only on New Year's Day last year?
Yeah, we went off of New Year's Eve because shift was having its...
It's Shiftmas Swan Song Extravaganza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But now we're counting things down towards midnight here at the tail end of 2022. Another great year for music. I always have a pretty long list, but this year was my longest long list at over 250 titles. So when it came down to paring it down to 20, it was a little bit of an arduous process, but it's never not an arduous process, no matter how many records I have on the long list, to be quite honest.
Yeah. 2022, definitely a good year for music. I think that you saw a lot of records that came out that were products of pandemic hangover, folks expressing themselves and the frustrations that they've been feeling over the last couple of years. And it certainly made for some great music. So
yeah, and definitely in talking to some of the artists that ended up on my list, the gestation period, because they kind of were forced not to tour, it created like a period where they could reflect on and work on the music a little more. So there were some very interesting byproducts of that kind of stasis that was forced upon artists.
Yeah. So buckle up, settle in. The show usually runs about 7.5 to 8 hours. It's a great soundtrack as you're getting ready to go out on New Year's Eve or if you're staying in. And then are we rebroadcasting it this year?
No, because New Year's Day falls on the Sunday, so all the usual Sunday hosts are doing their year-end thing. But we will be podcasting this, so if you miss any portion of it, the entirety of it will be available to stream or download online, and that'll be up in tandem with this.
Cool. And make sure that you do go to umfm.com and check out the Programmer's Picks section to get lists from some of your favorite show hosts and find out what they were digging.
And the top 101 of UMFM, yeah, as well.
Exactly.
Is it found there?
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So as you have noted, you started last year. And so that means I get to start this year.
Mm-hmm.
We count down our favorite 20 singles first, and then later on we'll get into the albums. And now every year we preface it by saying that these are not actual singles, but selected tracks that we enjoyed. The whole sort of single culture that once existed doesn't really exist here in North America. It's still a thing in Europe and specifically in the UK, but these are not singles, but just favorite songs.
So. Yeah, so some of them were essentially radio singles. We sometimes have some real pop top 40 type choices on here, but it's usually just songs that as we start things off, it's going to become quite apparent that some of these are not singles per se.
True enough. So, I get to start, and coming in at number 20 for me is UK act Black Midi and their track Welcome to Hell. Was the lead single from their latest album. It's called Hellfire, and it's their third record, and I think that this song demonstrates what you've probably come to expect if you've heard Black Midi. It's very much in an art rock vein, but it's all over the place. It's spastic beauty colliding in a flurry of the band's influences. And I would say, if you do get a chance, definitely check out the video for this one. It's done by a man named Gustav Holtenis, and it's super cool. So coming in at number 20, Black Midi and the track Welcome to Hell. And then coming in at number 19, another UK act, the Arctic Monkeys and their song Body Paint from the album The Car, which dropped in October. I think it's very much the standout track from this understated record. It's a slow burn, and I would say it's kind of keeping in theme with the album, which is definitely a grower. It's a very cinematic song that finds the band's frontman, Alex Turner, doing a very good David Bowie impression. Definitely always dig what the Arctic Monkeys are doing, and this song is certainly no exception to that.
Yeah, I was really surprised by that Arctic Monkeys record. When I hit play, I did not expect it to sound the way it did. And yeah, it grew on me. And it's a really solid record, but it's a pretty distinct thing in their discography.
Mm-hmm.
With the Black MIDI, I'm guessing that's kind of... Some of these, essentially, for me, and it's going to be my number 20, is it's like the record almost made the cut, and you pick one standout song.
Definitely. For the most part... I, like you, make a long list, certainly not as long as your list, and I try and find a way to squeeze in songs from albums that didn't make my top 20, and then sprinkle in a few sort of assorted tracks that really caught my ear throughout the year.
Yeah, my it's a mix of like legit one-offs and then albums that nearly made the cut. So my number 20 is actually like probably one of about four or five records that were wrestling for that like last few spots on my top 20 albums. It's from Brooklyn quartet Office Culture. They released the album Big Time Things in September on Northern Spy. And it's really kind of like a blend of Shabazz and Kurgovich and Harris with the Sea and Cake. So some like off-kilter pop with like horns and like luxurious kind of tones to it and stuff. And I really could have picked Timing off of this record as a substitute, but I went with Rules. It's the album closer. Just really great track, but I would really encourage people to listen to the entirety of Big Time Things. At 19, this was a legit single. It was the lead-off track from Anywhere by LA singer-songwriter Reverend Barron. It was released on the Coal Mine imprint Karma Chief. If you listen to these year-end countdowns, you'll know Coal Mine is a great label from Cleveland that regularly releases contemporary soul records that I love. This is soulful, but much more kind of like L.A. Laurel Canyon singer-songwritery stuff. It's called Fool on the Avenue. Reverend Barron is the performing name of former professional skateboarder Danny Garcia, who was a pretty well-known skater in the like late 90s, early 2000s. Apparently has turned to being a dusty singer-songwriter, and I just loved it from the first time I heard it, and then kind of discovered the backstory behind Reverend Barron after that. So that's my number 19.
Of moonlight induce love making on the streets tonight. Listen, the soft purr of motorbikes ready to strike up the night light. So don't tell me of your troubles, your emotional grief. Taking the sights, this is shore leave. Don't talk of true love, unscrew your frown. Enjoy the entertainments of nighttime town. Experience the red rooms, the green tables, the souvenirs make memories haunting or fabled. The gallant mist of red-blooded chivalry instilled in basic training. By standing in line today, you secure a place among the saints. Go get them, son, now your life begins. To die for your country does not win a war. To kill for your country is what wins a war. Don't tell your name, don't ask for hers. In this land of oysters, you are the world. The painless plainness of military life resumes tomorrow night. is all you need. We did it all, we seen it all, and worse, much worse, son. The massacres of ages, too many to recall. Nothingness that once was your best friend, motherless children and temptress widows, the wild, the useless, the dead, the untamable. Stained the street, lucky I don't shoot on the spot. Our bullets were made for men like you, the impotent idiots God forgot. And tonight you decide which corner takes residence, which room looms forever in your mind. But now you're on your own, we don't need men like you. Watching your every move, I feel the tears are coming on. It won't be long, it won't be long. Straight from the curve of shoot, steal a trace of body paint on your legs and on your arms and on your face. And I'm keeping on my costume and calling it a writing tool. And if you're thinking of me, I'm probably thinking of you. We'll be right back.
We laugh. if I can make love, I'll forget there were rules to talk and touch. And they say no one knows, no one knows, no one knows you. No one knows you. Myself into and drift into a new life.
Thank you.
just heard from Reverend Barron, coming in at number 19 on Michael's top 20 singles list. That's cool. I didn't know that that was Danny Garcia.
Yeah. Not the only former professional skateboarder to also like, be like Tommy Guerrero.
Tommy Guerrero is the guy who comes to mind for me. Coming in at number 18 for me, I think previous records have made my end of year list both times out. The Comet is Coming with the song Frequency of Feeling Expansion. From the album Hyperdimensional Expansion Beam. Once again, from these guys, it's just beautiful, funked-out space jazz. Just a huge sound from this London-based trio that's comprised of King Chewbacca, Betamax, and Danalog. And the band continue to mine the good work that was started by cosmic jazz pioneer Sun Ra. And it's just... It's beautiful, thick, dubby bass and pulsating drums. My number 18 song, The Comet is Coming. And then coming in at number 17, Pup, another frequent album group on my best of lists, with the song Robot Writes a Love Song from their album The Unraveling of Pup the Band. It's kind of a concept record, and I definitely encourage you to check it out. It's a very, very funny concept. And this song is what you've come to expect from Pup. It's straightforward, it's anthemic, hard on your sleeve lyrics, and super catchy. And they are continuing to solidify themselves in my mind as maybe the preeminent Canadian band right now. At number 17, Pup and Robot Writes a Love Song.
No surprise, Pup made Brian Svensson of the Pity Party's year-end list. He's a real big fan of that band as well. Did Lily include Pup on her year-end list?
I haven't. She's been very secretive. Very, very secretive of the year-end list, so...
So The Adults Are Talking, which can be heard on Friday afternoons here on UMFM, is hosted by Jared's daughter, Lily. And so I guess you'll have to listen to her show to find out what exactly she put on her list.
Yeah, that one will drop on...
I guess before this airs, right?
Before this airs, yeah. Her last show of the year is her best of.
Well, you can go to the website and check it out, as Jared mentioned. My number 18, another label that is a recurrent feature on my year-end lists is True Thoughts, the UK electronic and broken beat label. Earlier this year, they released All Rivers from Israeli singer-producer Kiralina. Features a number of Israeli jazz greats, including Avishai Cohen, Nitai Hershkovitz, and drummer Amir Bressler, who features on the track that I picked. Bressler first came to my attention on Sefi Zisling's albums, the jazz trumpeter. The track is called Thank You. It's just a bouncy and enjoyable and really fun track. Coming in at number 17 from their album Looking for Space, New Zealand dream pop quartet Mild Orange with the track What's Your Fire. This came out in February. I kept going back to this track in particular. Really great sweeping guitar lines. And for someone who kind of came of age around like Primal Scream era stuff, this really took me back. So my number 17 is What's Your Fire from Mild Orange. We'll be right back.
I saw you
We just heard from Kiwi pop act Mild Orange, Michael's number 17 on the 2022 singles list, coming in at number 16 for me. So you just mentioned that my daughter Lily does a show on UMFM Fridays at 4. It's called The Adults Are Talking, and I would say that in 2022, she steered me in the direction of at least 5 or 6 records that ended up in consideration for my best of, and some made it, some didn't, but my number 16 pick is a songwriter named Omar Apollo with a track called Petrified. This is debut record for Omar Apollo, and Petrified's a beautiful song of love and loss. When he performs in both English and Spanish, which is his native tongue, and this song is driven by a spare acoustic guitar and his beautiful, beautiful voice, and it's a really, really heartbreaking love song that that I really dig. And then at number 15 for me, New Orleans group Special Interest and the track Midnight Legend. It's just an absolute throwback to early 80s synth pop and pulsating disco, and it would be a perfect soundtrack to a killer party, I think. What's really I've noticed this year is that people are making really cool videos again, and I don't know if that's a pandemic thing. People have lots of time on their hands, but this one is really, it's like a short film, and it's about 7.5, maybe 8 minutes long, and it features some really cool tracking shots through a club, and it's basically like showcasing a night at the club. And the video version features contribution from vocalist and MC Mickey Blanco, and I would play that version, but it's filthy, filthy, dirty. So you get the album version. Number 15, Special Interest and Midnight Legend.
My number 16 is UK rapper Little Sims with a track called Silhouette off of her new album, No Thank You, which she dropped on December 12th on Forever Living Originals. Baller Move by the Mercury Prize winner. It's the follow-up to her prize winner, Sometimes I Might Be Introvert. I was in the midst of re-listening to all my year-end albums, but I had to take a break from that and listen to No Thank You a few times over. And it's a really great record, and I think if I'd had more time with it, it might have cracked my albums list. But I wanted to give it a shout-out, and I thought Silhouette was my favorite track off of the first few listens to the record, so I'm including it here. Number 15... another one from a record that was in strong contention on my year-end list, Carson McCone, from her album Still Life with Hawks Don't Share. It's the lead-off track. The Texan produced, rather worked on this record with her partner Daniel Romano. She actually, when Daniel Romano came to town, was the opener for him and played stuff from this record. Really great songwriter, paints some amazingly vivid pictures with her words. But this track in particular has some really twangy guitars and sort of like E Street Band saxophone lines. So it kind of bridges a gap between like 80s rock, kind of honestly like something like you would hear in a John Cougar Mellencamp record, where it's a little bit rock and a little bit country and a whole lot catchy. So that's my number 15, Hawks Don't Share from Carson McCone.
Bedspread was silk, but the marbles were stiff. He sold me my face so I'd loosen my grip. A shadow came down, told me live a lie, thinking of you more each day. I'm thinking about all the words you say to me. A stranger convinced me to cancel my trip.
Some tawdry silks, and she's got about $200. is a disposable income. Thus she spilt it on a toffee and a smidge of cheese. Fuck on me, yeah, all these girls better wait and see. She's with her with me. Ha ha ha, no Sherry, what's your scheme? Now your angle, more to tango. Half the sway, go to the dango. What's the tea?
Can't you?